Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Go right back to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. I have Dr. Sherry Timpany joining us, and I'll go back to your phone calls. Josh in Florida, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex? So I have a slight disagreement with some of the people on the right, the analysis about Putin. They either think he's fighting a holy war or he walked into a trap. Now, here's how I see it going. COVID was step one. War is step two. Now, we're going to have a cyber blackout where the only information we could get is the news. And I see them telling people that it's going to be nuclear Armageddon, say goodbye to your families, and that at the 11th hour, magically, everybody's going to come together and rewrite the world just like they did after World War II. And we're going to have that digital currency, UPI, maybe through the IMF. But Putin, this is all part of the game, part of the plan where we're going to Russia, China, India, and the UAE split up the world just like 1984. After World War II, it was the U.S. and Europe. And now it's going to be U.S. and Europe. They're going to take a back seat, but you're going to have Russia, China, UAE, India. And the only news we're going to be able to get when the internet goes out is from the TV. So how do you get the whole world to sign on if everybody's saying goodbye to their families, thinking they're going to die from nuclear war, and then magically at the 11th hour, they're going to come together, we're going to have a new internet, new currency, and new borders?
Well, that's definitely what they've announced, the process they want. That's right. It's all being maneuvered towards that.
Yeah, so the people out there thinking Russia and Putin walked into a trap or he's fighting some holy war is a joke. This is all to bring China and Russia to the table. We're going to see this go on. You're going to see your gas prices at 7, at 10, no food. Then the internet's going to go, no communication, only your TV news. And I can see them being like, say goodbye to your families. It's all over. And then magically, at the final hour, we have a new world order. And that's my analysis for 20 years of looking at these people.
I agree. No, they admit they're creating the Build Back Better. They have to collapse society to do it, and they're orchestrating every facet of it. Josh, amazing points. Thank you so much for calling. Wow. Up next here, let's go to Kathy in West Virginia. Kathy, you got about a minute and 45 seconds.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I have an interesting little story to tell. I've worked for two companies that were crippled by, the big bank, whoever's running the world. The first one, I'll start with the second one first. You'll remember in 2011, the Standard & Poor's devalued Americans' bond rating, credit rating. And Standard & Poor's was owned by McGraw-Hill. I'm not going to go into the details, but the globalists didn't like it. They lost money on the deal. It was sudden and swift. And so they basically took control of McGraw-Hill. Terry McGraw wound up sitting in a corner office with no power whatsoever, and he wound up having to leave with $3.2 billion, of course. But they took
You know, Kathy, if you can hold, this sounds too important. I'm going to talk to Dr. Sherry Timpany about a lot of big developments, what's coming next in the globalist endgame with the COVID, and then I'm going to go back to calls with everybody. So I'm going to get to the callers that are here. Kathy and Robert and Nick and Mike, Daniel and Eric. We're going to get to those six callers. But we're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny first with big, important information straight ahead. But if you don't hang up, Kathy, I want to hear this because you're absolutely right. That's what this is. The big banks have all the money.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to, the Thunder operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I have been blessed to interview her for at least 20 years. And she joins us right now. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a medical doctor. And from what she just saw in her own private practice, she became a very prominent critic of vaccine damage. TenpennyIMC.com, Vaxxer, with two X's.com, on Twitter, B-U-S-Y, Dr. T. And she's with us because I wanted to ask her about the next phase of the globalist agenda. She was able to accurately predict what was coming, lay out what's happened, and then now they want to move to war and devaluation and end of the dollar. But what's the next phase of COVID and what are the numbers we see? Because I've got a bunch of articles here, but it's on the sides of buses in Austin, Texas. Heart attacks in children are normal now. Strokes are normal in young people. Here it is. The Sun reports, warning, as more people in their 20s suffer deadly strokes, the six signs you must never ignore. The new super cold, people that have been vaccinated, 7 News reports out of Australia, they're getting really sick. It goes on and on. So we'll talk about all this and more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who also has a big event coming up that we're going to be talking about that's so important, her boot camp, which she said decades ago on my show, to train doctors and scientists what's happening to get the medical community to stand up. So you talk about next decade's news today. This lady, is why I love her so much. It's hard to get her on. She's so busy. Help trailblaze getting the medical community to not just be drones and follow orders, but to do their own research. So, doctor, great to have you here. I mean, wherever you want to start, you haven't been on in probably 6-8 months. What's happened? Where we're going? Where should we begin?
Well, Alex, thank you so much again for having me on. It has been a little while, but you know, time is so compressed these days. It just all blows together. It seems like every day is a week. It just goes by. Things just like blur by. So to your original conversation or your opening remark when you said, where are we going next? Well, I feel like this is just like the calm before the storm. They really have just allowed people to get the boot off their neck and off the back of their heads here for a little while. And you know, when everything was falling apart with COVID, I mean, we had the truckers in Canada, the truckers in the U.S., and all the people around the world revolting against these COVID passes and these mandates. Everything was falling apart. More and more people were saying no. People were just ignoring the authorities and just like going on about their business. And then we get a war. So it's like, well, look at that. You know, look over there, because, you know, this isn't working anymore. Now we need another distraction. And all the people who learned to distrust the media and didn't trust anything Fauci or anybody else said, now they're all sucked back into believing everything that they say about this war. It just is the mindset of American people and the people across the world. Just never ceases to amaze me how they are so easily misled. And my big concern now is that they're going to be releasing something new. And I believe that they're threatening hemorrhagic fever viruses. So we've already heard whispers of this in the UK, and that the, you know, they'll have hemorrhagic fever viruses, which go into Ebola, and that whole family of viruses. You know, Alex, I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you the last time we spoke, but in February of 2020, I went to the CDC because there was an ACIP meeting. The Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices meets three times a year. And there was an ACIP meeting that was happening right before, right as this COVID stuff was starting to break out. I thought, well, surely they're going to be talking about COVID, coronaviruses, what they think is going to be happening. So I went down to Atlanta. I went to the CDC. This was around February 27th or 28th of 2020. But what were they talking about? They were talking about passing and approving a new vaccine for Ebola. The entire day and a half that I was there was talking about the Ebola vaccine. And I was like, why are they talking about this with all this stuff coming out with the coronaviruses? And during the course of that meeting, not only did they approve it for use in people in high-risk situations like working in labs or going to the Congo and working with people that had been infected with this virus, over lunch, they just decided that they would give this live virus vaccine to pregnant women. And then they quietly passed it a few months later, making an approval for everyone. So as they bring out these hemorrhagic fevers, and if they were able to bring the entire world to their knees over watching a few people pass out, and we don't even know what they passed out from and make everybody so afraid of the coronaviruses, all they're going to have to do is show a few stock images of people bleeding from their eyes or having other sort of hemorrhagic type of problems, where they'll be able to bring the people to their knees again and say, well, guess what? We've already got this Ebola vaccine and it's already been approved. Now, here's my conjecture, Alex, and this, I don't have any proof of this. This is just Dr. Tenpenny's just supposition of how they're going to roll this out. Is that they'll say, we've got this really deadly, horrible hemorrhagic virus that's going to come out that'll make people bleed to death, and it's going to be horrifying. But we have a vaccine already ready for you, but it's in very short supply, and we're only going to give it to those who've been vaccinated with the COVID shot. Because what they really want is the whole world injected with this COVID shot, with the nanobot technology and the Bluetooth association with it and everything to do with the transhumanism movement. That's what they really want. And so it's just, in my opinion, I could be totally wrong about this, but I think that's how they're going to push more people into getting the COVID shot, is by threatening hemorrhagic fever and saying, we've got a shot, but you can't have it unless you've had your COVID shot.
I made a film in 2007 called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and I quote all these globalist biologists saying we're going to use airborne Ebola to depopulate Earth. And the head of the UT Biology Department, Dr. Eric Pianca, said, I know I'll be dead soon, but it's best for Earth, the airborne Ebola. They tend to be obsessed with that.
Well, they're obsessed with anything that's going to lead to the depopulation of the planet. You know, Alex, I go back the 20 years that we've been talking to each other at various times about this, and how you were labeled such a crazy conspiracy theory tinfoil hat guy. And you've been wrong. You've been right all along about prison planet and InfoWars, the war for your mind, because now we're past the war for our minds. They've got our minds. Now what we're struggling with is the war for our souls. Because what we are doing, have allowed them to do, is intentionally inject messenger RNA and double-stranded DNA into our body, that it appears as though that's going to replicate forever. It's going to destroy our genetics, destroy our immune system. It's going to kill millions of people, maybe billions, which is what they would like, according to the Georgia Guidestones and according to all the depopulation things that they talk about. And they want to depopulate the planet, and those that are left will be chronically sick, which will feed the pharmaceutical industry, or they will be transhumanoid and will be part of the transhumanism movement, the electronics of the Internet of Things, and the social credit score system that will just control every area of our lives.
Wow, absolutely. And they're here. And as you warned years ago and Dr. Yedon did, this spike protein that the vaccine creates never goes away. It's eating our bodies, cutting the DNA double helix. This is it.
This has been what, you know, the Satanists and Luciferians have wanted since the Garden of Eden. You know, when God cursed the serpent and said that you will bite at her heels, but she will strike at your head. And then as we went past when we went through the Noah flood and we descended down through Noah, through his son Ham, and then Cush, and then Nimrod, and the rise of the Babylonian mystery schools and the child sacrifice and all of the evil things that were happening through human trafficking and child sacrifice and burning children alive after massive orgies that were happening in those days. And the Bible says, you know, as in the days of Noah, which really meant why they destroyed the world, but his son, his grandson, Nimrod, was the resurrection of the Babylonian mystery schools, and he was responsible for the Tower of Babel. And the quantum computers and what we're having now with the artificial intelligence is like the modern-day Tower of Babel. It will bring about the destruction of humanity, just like the Tower of Babel did at the period of time when it was built by Nimrod and the Babylonian mystery schools.
Well, Dr. Tenpenny, you've always been informative, but you are on fire today. We're going to come right back and get into what you think is coming next and how we protect ourselves. Folks, everybody you know, tune in now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We don't like to be victims. We're not victims. We're not going to live as victims. We're overcomers, but we have been victimized. And everyone in the world in the last 25, 26 months has been the victim of a bioweapon attack and has been now a victim of a poisoned GMO gene therapy injection that destroys the double helix of your DNA and cuts right through both of them. That's on record now. And so analyzing this, I asked the question of Dr. Tenpenny a year ago and others in the last 2 years. How do they get away with launching a bio attack like this? Well, the answer is war, economic collapse. We harped on that, and here we are. So you already know tomorrow's news today. Let's now talk about what's coming next, Dr. Tenpenny.
Well, I think that what we've already talked about a little bit, Alex, is the release of these hemorrhagic viruses. But I think that what's really important is for people to understand the horizon. I mean, where are you in your personal life in terms of preparing for what might come? You know, they're talking about setting up this treaty. The United Nations has already passed the first part of the General Assembly of 194 countries signing on to this international treaty to protect against future biological warfare. Which, if this goes through, they will have COVID passes for everybody. They will have mandatory vaccines for everybody, which will be hooked to your QR code, and you won't be able to do much without it. You'll barely be able to get food, gasoline, and all these things. And so stopping this treaty that they're trying to get passed at the United Nations to hand over all the sovereignty governments of the world over to the World Health Organization is really a travesty. And
that's right. Tell folks about that treaty. I've mentioned it. We should spend more time on it. There is a treaty right now for all governments to give their authority in an emergency to the UN.
Yes, and the UN and the World Health Organization, because they're doing this to keep everyone safe from the next pandemic, because we know there's going to be more of them. Of course there's going to be more. They got the playbook written now. And now that they have written the playbook and everybody fell in line and all masked up and social distanced and got their Q-tips up their nose and got tested repeatedly over and over and over again, and many of people have gotten this injection, gotten this gene therapy, gene-altering, life-altering shot that has thousands and thousands of people that have died and millions of people that have become chronically sick, they just all kind of rolled over and did it. So now that they've got everybody in the position of where they are, they're going to do it again and again and again. And if this treaty passes, and for those that don't really understand treaties, I mean, treaties supersede individual government law. So if the U.S. has a treaty with any other country in the world, the things that they sign on to and pass by two-thirds of our Congress, they are supposedly have to pass using our Congress.
And again, Doc, you have that in front of you, because I saw the U.N. treaty a month ago. I covered it once or twice, but I don't have the name of it. What's the particular? We need to put that on screen so folks know how real this is.
I'll have to look for it. Alex,
there it
I'm
is.
Sorry.
WHO quietly pushes for global pandemic treaty that will give organization precedence over participating nations during pandemics. Print it. We'll have it next segment. I just want to give people the actual treaty because it's so incredible. Please continue.
Okay, so what's really important for this is understanding that treaty law supersedes our Constitution. It supersedes our government law, supersedes our trade law, that treaties are the highest law of the global world. So if this gets passed and all 194 countries sign on, I mean, it'll be one of these situations, Alex, where you can run, but you cannot hide. Because through the World Economic Forum and through what they have done through the Young Globalist committees and the Young Globalist Forum, that they've brought in all of the people from the world, governments, high levels of major multinational companies, even down to state and local governments. You know, you can cut off the head of the Hydra, but the tentacles have run everywhere. And so it's really important for people to be aware of this treaty and not only be looking for what ways that we can stop this at our state and local government, get our sheriffs involved to protect your particular county, to protect where you live, but also to do some preparation and some planning, which is kind of what we're doing. We have put together for us. We did a big survey of all of our former students and all of our email database and our social media people and said, what do you want us to do? What would you like for us to present for you in our next boot camp? Because our boot camps have previously been about vaccine things.
And by the way, I didn't even know your next boot camp was this, but I'm like, look, she's got to come on about what's coming next and what she predicts next and how we get ready. And it turns out that's exactly what your boot camp is, because I'm getting that same question from everybody.
Yeah, it's the preparation. And what's interesting is our past boot camps, we always do two boot camps a year, one in the spring, one in the fall. You know, 17, 18, 19 were all about vaccine things. 20 and 21 was all about COVID-related stuff. So we did a big survey of our database, and we said, what are you most interested in? If we could do anything for you, what would that be? And the number one thing that they asked for was a course on prepping that would all be in one place. So this is a four-week online course. It is not U.S.-centric. It's for anybody in the world that can actually can take this course. And the title of the course is called Expect to Rescue Yourself. This is not a movie. You're not going to have somebody come swinging in and the door, like, you know, and taking you out and saving you. It's expect to rescue yourself.
And you've got to get ready now. Let me bring this up to you. First, tell people where they find this information, and then I want to get to openly China and India leaving the dollar. It's happened. Dollar plunging. Ruble highest ever. I mean, the globalists are doing this by design.
Yeah, and so this is like a four-week course. The first one is why you prep. What about security? What about supplies? The second week is about the psychology of survival. What to build in your bug out bag, in your vehicle bag, how to rotate your pantry so you don't waste food. Week number three is about survival basics, about navigation tools, communication devices, figuring out who it is that you really trust, because it may not be your family. And week four is about your medical bug out bag. What do you do for special circumstances, like for your pets and your children and your senior citizens in your life? And what about money, gold, silver, crypto, just like you were alluding to, Alex? This is a four-week online course. You can find out more of the specifics. I'm just giving you the cliff notes. But you can go for more of the specifics. The website is Learning for You, learning the number 4, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org/survive.
All right.
/survive.
We'll give that again, and we'll also put it on the lower screen when we come back with one more segment. I want to talk just big picture with you about what you just said. A lot of people's families are good, some are bad, but you're right. In a crisis, having people you trust, I think, is the most important asset. A relationship with God's number one. Friends and family you can trust. The food and all that is secondary if you don't have people you can trust around you. And I want to hear a sneak peek of the course, because I respect you, how you think people do that. So, again, give them the website one more time.
The website is Learning for You, which is learning the number 4, Y-O-U, learningforyou.org/survive. Learningforyou.org/survive.
Well, I think my wife and I are going to take this, because even though we know a lot of this, it's good to get refocused and pay attention. Dr. Sherry Timpany is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So,
Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we pulled up some articles. We have links to the UN and the treaties, the World Pandemic Treaty, where your government sign over their authority ahead of time. Here's an InfoWars article that links right to it in the second link. World Council for Health slams WHO's pandemic treaty, threat to sovereignty and inalienable rights. Got a bunch of other news articles, different publications. WHO quietly pushes for global pandemic treaty that would give organization precedence over participating nations during pandemics. And it just goes on from there with links to the UN website. So you can see that for yourself. Incredible. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you know, I see their global power grab as having some success with the World ID, World Social Credit Score, their apps. We could see it all rolled out. Oh, you don't get menus, you get QR codes, and oh, now that's the vaccine passport. But then I see major pushback as a victory, so they pull it off the table and say, okay, you're winning, so we go back to sleep. And I agree, they're about to come right back with it. We've seen leaked documents out of Canada, the UK, and New York City saying after the election they're bringing it back. But you were earlier kind of saying we got defeated by this, or the test passed, we submitted, so they're going to do it again. I'm on the fence. I mean, if this was given a credit card or a report card for the globalist on how they did with this power grab, would you give them an A, an F, a B? What do you think really happened?
I think you would have to subcategorize that, Alex, you know, in terms of if you were going to give them a grade. I mean, if you gave them a grade on how successful their messaging was with the fear-based messaging to get everyone cowered in the corner, I would give them an A triple plus. But with their follow-through, I believe that they thought that they had it all wrapped up, bar none. And in fact, if you went to the World Economic Forum and you went through that really fancy, complex website that they have with all the different data points that are connected together, they absolutely don't have any plan, backup plan for failure. So they were so sure that they had won this. And I also believe that they are so far removed from the liberty-seeking people and the freedom-loving people and the God people on this planet. They're so far removed from that that they really had no anticipation of the level of blowback that they were going to receive. I mean, I think that the things that happened, all the marches, all the different things that were happening in Europe, the truckers and the various different people that revolted to this, I think that they were really surprised by that. And it was and they didn't have a backup plan. And so
I totally agree. So their front end assault and their coordination of lies was very well done. But just like Hitler starting World War II, later they got bogged down in the mud. Humanity's rising against them really scared them and made them pull back. But they're clearly about to strike again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it, Alex. When they did SARS and they did MERS and then they did H1N1 they did bird flu in 2005. And I wrote a book during that time in real time about bird flu. And at that time, I was also going to Washington, D.C. about every 6 weeks to go to their pandemic planning committee meetings and seeing what they were setting up. And at that point in time, the World Health Organization released this elaborate plan on all the different levels, the color coded levels. To announce when pandemics were happening. And then that was like setting the skeleton, the infrastructure. And then they did in 2009, then they did H1N1. And then they put the vaccines out fast and furious. And they saw how many people were willing to accept it. So when they did this, the coronavirus, it's the first time ever that they were able to pull the entire world, every country in the world, to their knees at essentially the same time. And at the beginning of it, they didn't get much blowback. And I think that they sat back and went, wow, look at this. We are a lot further down the pathway to total tyranny than when we thought. Hammer down. And they did. And so now when we've had some level of what we, the patriots, would call success in terms of blowback against, like, Fauci that you have up here on the screen, and blowback that we've had against, like Trudeau and with some of the things that have happened in the Europe, I think that they give us, it's how tyranny works, Alex, you know. I mean, they crush you, then they come off on the gas a little bit, then they crush you again, because it's like the, the Stockholm syndrome. Oh, it looks like we're winning. We must be doing the right things for our masters to stop crushing our head. And it's just giving us a little breath before they go forward with the next thing. This treaty, I want to go back to this treaty a little bit and what this actually says, because I think it's really important for people to know. It's like you said, it's called the International Pandemic Treaty. And it says in the first sentence of this, it says on March 3rd, 2020, the council adopted a decision to authorize the opening for negotiations of an international agreement on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Response is the key word there.
And for radio listeners, we have it on screen from the UN. There it is.
Right. And for the international negotiating body that they will hold it, they gave the green light to go ahead and start planning this, that they will be discussing it in August of 2022 with the aim to adopt the full treaty by 2024.
And let me stop you, because what you said is so critical earlier. You're a medical doctor, you're a researcher, you publish things, you're smart, you go to meetings. You see them preparing this big disease X, salivating for their power grab, all the propaganda. It's clear, Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, they're going to do this. They say they're going to use this for global government. It's not our opinion. And so everything is bent towards this. You're saying, we just saw a beta test. They won some, they lost some, but now they're going to come back with their new knowledge from their live action war game to hit us with something way, way worse.
Yes, and it's exactly, you said the word exactly right, Alex. It's a beta test. It's just like any other marketing thing you do with a new product. You put it out there, see the response, and then you fall back and analyze. So they put it out there, they've watched the response, now they're going to take a little break and fall back and analyze, and they're going to look for what holes do we need to plug so we don't have these little plebe sheep revolting again. You know, we left some doors open that we didn't know that were there. They've pointed out to us how they're going to revolt, how they're going to communicate, how they're going to get together, how they're going to organize. We need to pull back and make sure we close all those doors so they can't do that again. I mean, that's just what a market test is. And, you know, there was a quote from Klaus Schwab just the other day who was saying, you know, we've got to get rid of the internet. Because the internet, there's just too much.
Yeah, he said point blank, we got our ass kicked by disinformation. No, you got your ass kicked despite censorship by humanity just overriding you. So the message is find other holes, attack peacefully on other fronts, and keep exposing them now during this period of them wanting us to go back to sleep. That's the most important thing, is attack now more than ever. We have them on their heels in retreat. Don't stop now that they're in retreat. Expose them as war criminals violating the Nuremberg Code.
Absolutely. And you said it absolutely right. I mean, every time they let off on the gas a little bit, it's time for us to power down and go and expose it even
more.
That's
right. And a fight with somebody that starts the fight, when you get a hit in and get them dizzy, they're going to come back at you. They started the fight. Now, that's when you go in and drive them down. That's when you make the main move.
And that's what we need to be doing now. We need to plan and prepare individually, and that's what our course is about, you know, at learningforyou.org/survive. Plan individually and then collectively get with your community. And like we both alluded to, your family members may not be the ones that you can trust. I mean, think about back in Nazi Germany. It was your family members that turned in family members for not doing what they were supposed to do in terms of the Nazi movement. You know, can you really trust your family? And just because someone is biologically related to you through blood, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are your tribe when things start to fall apart. You need like-minded people that are spiritually on the same battle with you, physically on the same battle with you, and can rally the troops and get together when the going gets tough, because it most likely will be happening sooner rather than later.
All right, let's do five more minutes on the other side, then I'm going to let you go. But what you say is so critical. Spiritual connection is the real tribe. Blood is important, but don't override people that you're spiritually connected to more than blood, because they literally use that against us. What matters is spiritual kinship, even above blood. That's a very important point. I'm glad you hone in on that. A lot of our families are great, but at the same time, we can't go down with a ship just because some of our family's not awake. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, Free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sherry Timpany during the break. She's like, I love band.video. We watch it all. I'm like, well, then you need a channel on there. It's free. We're going to get her hooked up on band.video for her podcast and great shows and what she does. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got calls coming up. I'm going to host some of the next hour. I'm going to host actually the whole next hour. Take your calls. Other guests are going to be in studio with us. But Dr. Sherry Timpany, I was asking you what's most important. You said, man, that's the big question. And I'm the same way. I mean, we need to know that the next assault's coming. They're killing the dollar. We're in the new world order now, but that's okay. We're going to be leaders in this, and God is stronger than the devil, I think is what you're saying, and so just get ready.
Well, you know, Alex, the last 2 years has been, you know, COVID saturated, right? I mean, I did over 600 interviews in 18 months. And to put that in context for your listeners, I usually do about 30 a year, usually do, you know, a couple a month. And I did some days I was doing 6 and 7 interviews in the same day just to like carpet bomb the neighborhood to get people to try to get as many people as possible to not take this shot.
And so by the way, I want to thank you because I know you gave them hell. You got targeted by the New York. You got singled out. I want to thank you because I know it's hard to do that on top of all you do. Thank you for being such a warrior. I want everybody to know I saw what you did. You have really beyond pulled your weight just as much as Dr. Yedon or any of the top people fighting. You have been the tip of the spear.
Well, thank you so much for that, Alex. I appreciate it. It was just what God told me to do. It's like carpet bomb the neighborhood with the truth. And so this year, the talk that I've been giving has been called The Intentional Destruction of the Temple, that people have volunteered to take this shot and have destroyed the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is where God lives. And so to me, the most important thing is understanding that what these shots have done to destroy humanity and what the Satanist Luciferians, the globalists, the depopulation agenda, what they've done with the pedophilia, everything that they do, the child sacrifice. I mean, you know, in 4 weeks, the FDA is now voting. I think it's 4 weeks from now. They're voting to put the COVID shots into the pediatric schedule at 2, 4, 6 months and a year, as though it were like a flu shot, and it's absolutely not. We are watching child sacrifice and child murder right before our eyes. Alex, and parents have got to wake up to this and not give their and not take this shot while they're pregnant and not take this shot and not give this shot to their children, their infants, their 2, 4, and 6 month old children, not give it to the 5-year-old children. We know from pediatric cardiologists that are now saying that children, even that are asymptomatic, if they have received this COVID shot, 50% of them, 50% have myocarditis, which increases their risk of sudden cardiac death and shaves decades off their life. We're watching child sacrifice in real time, and the doctors are complicit, the nurses giving the shots are complicit, and parents who drag their kids in to get them these shots, they are complicit also. Yes, it's barbaric. It must stop. We must stop the FDA from doing this. There's a whole committee of people that were working really hard to call as many people as you can to bombard the FDA and not allow them to approve these COVID shots to be given to 2, 4, and 6 month old babies. We know from Dr. Carrie Madej's work, who Carrie's a very dear friend of mine, that she's been in contact with two different centers that do in vitro fertilization, and they had embryos of parents, both parents that were injected, and these embryos were not going to be used because they got pregnant. And so they decided to do autopsies on these embryos and found unbelievable horrific things in terms of their organs that were deformed and not developed, the genetic abnormalities, the clotting and different things. You know, the globalists are doing everything that they possibly can to kill off and murder people from the top down, to get rid of many athletes and healthcare professionals and military people from the top down. And so if they're doing all this effort to depopulate the planet of adults, they are certainly going to do a lot to kill off children and to make them infertile so that down the road people cannot reproduce and fill up humanity with everything that they have destroyed and obliterated.
That's right. There's a global population event happening, not just to kill people or starve them, but to destroy our human genetics. And the studies I've seen say that the spike protein is going to be passed on in the genetics. This is...
It does.
Dr. Sherry Jim Penny, please continue. Sorry.
Well, it really does. And here's the thing, Alex. We know, you know, I wrote two ebooks. They're available on my website, drtempenny.com. One is called The 20 Mechanisms of Injury, How the Shots Make You Sick or Kill You. 2 months later, I released a second ebook called The 20 More Mechanisms of Injury, How These COVID Shots Can Make You Sick or Kill You. So I've identified at least 40 different ways that these shots can make you sick acutely or make you chronically ill with heart disease, neurological problems, long-term autoimmune diseases, a long list of cancers that we're seeing exploding everywhere. Once you have been injected with these shots, this is a protein that goes on and on and on. We're now seeing that perhaps the messenger RNA never degrades and perhaps replicates over and over in perpetuity.
Well, that's right, because we're only 2 years in, the studies are there. And for me, I'm not a scientist like you, but I can read all the literature. It's like the HIV spike protein with mad cow. It's what it is. And they're like growing a poison crystal in us.
Yes, and what they want to do with this through the quantum computing, and people really have to understand what they're doing, that these computers, the quantum computers assess every possible answer that can possibly be answered at the same time, and then the computer tells you how to think and what to say. So they're now creating something called the hive mind, H-I-V-E, the hive mind, where every person on the planet who will be labeled and numbered and will be a node, they will be given a similar avatar in real time, and that the brain-computer interface with this quantum entanglement that occurs will create an avatar of you out there in the metaverse so that they can eliminate you, the human, like the movie Avatar has showed us that they will do. People, your audience need to understand the word and start investigating the concept of quantum entanglement, that two beings are so closely bound together and that they are resonating together through quantum entanglement that you can even separate them by a light year away. And if you affect one, you're affecting the other one. That's what's happening with these nanobot technologies.
That's right. This is the observer effect taking the next level. They're putting the circuits in for us, knowing that, like, if you poison a million cockroaches, 20 will mutate to defeat it. They're poisoning us with all this nanotech to see who mutates and survives, to then use them as the model for them to become the new synthetic Ubermenschen. And that's the plan. Dr. Sherry Timpany, thank you so much. Please join us again very soon.
Absolutely, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and take two segments of calls, and then we'll have a special guest in the studio with some big solutions. But I just want to thank listeners, because we're in the thick of the battle now. We're at the most critical point, and nobody else has audiences this big that will tell the truth like we're doing. You did this. You are the InfoWar. So I want to encourage listeners to understand, if we hadn't sold 10,000 coins in December, the first part of the three-part series of the Liberty Coin, we would not be able to be operating right now. We need to sell all three of the series. The third is being minted right now here in America. The second is here in our warehouse, shipping out today. It will sell out the next week. It is the Liberty Tree Edition. The blood of patriots and tyrants must be shed for freedom. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or 1776coin.com. And if we are able to stay on air, and if we stop nuclear war and all this, in the next few months we plan to do some very special things, very special projects for just the members that are part of this. It's why it's called a founding member coin. But regardless, you're keeping us on air, and I want to thank you all for your support. Get your founding member Liberty Tree Thomas Jefferson coin. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is an amazing coin that I did the concept on, that a great designer created, and this is powerful. This is history, and this is your chance to have a memento of your support of liberty and freedom that sits in your pocket or on your mantle or in your desk or wherever you want, and just to let you know that you kept us on air. Because as bad as things are, as crazy as things are, we can't give up right now. We got to just full continue on in the fight. And that's what you do at InfoWarsStore.com. Great books, great films, great T-shirts, great supplements, great shortwave radios, air filtration, water filtration. It's all there. Big sale, biggest sale ever. 75% off on some of the items, like T-shirts that are great T-shirts that we never promoted. They're just sitting there in our warehouse. And we're like, hey, we can't pay payroll. You need to sell these 50 T-shirts, Jones. You said make, you never push. I'm like, okay, they're selling below cost. Just get them out of the store. I need your help. Plus, these are great shirts. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. InfoWarsStore.com for the T-shirts, books, and films, and supplements, and 1776coin.com for the Liberty Tree coin.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.